This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hi, you're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille. They are a father-daughter legacy team. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Now, retirement is something you can't really plan completely through because how can we, right? All we've known for 30 or 40 years is work. So how do we know what to expect? Not to mention all of the rules of retirement that have changed. So it is certainly a brave new world for retirees out there. And I thought it'd be kind of nice to just discuss how retirement has changed over the years, Camille.
Well, one of the biggest changes is people are definitely living longer. Thanks to medicine and people being a little bit more health conscious, I do believe in 1950, the average life expectancy was 68 years old.
Gosh. And
that's
young.
No wonder when they were first coming up with Social Security and everything, you know, they didn't have to plan for as long. And now the average lifespan is about 73 years old. So there's definitely more years that we have to plan for. And we have to make sure that you do have enough, because that is a big concern for a lot of people is, hey, I've got longevity in my family. How can I make sure that I have enough to last the rest of my life? And one of the other big shifts, I'll just say, is a lot of people used to rely on pensions, and pensions are a thing of the past. I'm very surprised when people do actually still have pensions available. It's few and far in between. But the wonderful thing is here at Monolith Financial Group, we do help create our client families the self-directed pension so that they can have that guaranteed income as well. Also, I know one of the old rules was you can pull 4% and be okay in retirement. That has definitely changed. It's, I think, right around about 3.5% now is the ruling there. So you've kind of noticed that things are taking a step down as far as what they're thinking, how you can stretch your money. And so the overall theme is, you know, it's important to have a plan and understand how your retirement plan is going to work specifically for you personally. You know, one of the big things is there's all these rules and, you know, if you have $1 million, you're going to be okay. Well, that all really depends on the person. And that is why we have developed our Monolith Money Map, and we personalize it to you and we build it together with you so it fits your needs and your goals.
All right. So, you know, you said it. We are all living longer than any generation ever before us. Honestly, thanks to the advancements of healthcare, but it becomes a challenge then for retirees, you know, kind of a double-edged sword, because now you have to make sure that you have money if you do live such a long time. How much longer are we living than generations before us, Jeff?
Well, it keeps getting longer and longer, like you're saying, because, again, parts are getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently had a brand new hip put in.
Yeah.
And that was just totally amazing how they do something like that.
Isn't it?
And it's kind of like the quality of life, as long as it continues to be good, then we want to live longer and longer.
Yeah.
It's just amazing, the technology and all, but everybody is different. And that's the sad part is, well, it's actually not the sad part, but a good part is we don't know our checkout date.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could do perfect planning.
Perfect planning, yeah.
But that's why we really encourage our clients to enjoy their life as soon as they get into retirement, or throughout their life, continue to enjoy their life and continue to have a spending plan.
So, Jeff, what would be some things we should consider to try to help us, you know, make sure that our money lasts as long as we do?
Well, one of the greatest things ever was a pension.
Yeah.
And I say was a pension because people love going to the bank and seeing their account filled up every single month. I mean, that's exciting. So we do self-directed pensions. We put together pensions that people can't outlive. And that's one of the things we like to talk about is, well, unlike a normal pension, if you don't live long enough, well, the money that's still left in that self-directed pension does get passed on, where normally a pension that you get from a company doesn't get passed on to your heirs. The second part is if you live way, way, way too long, you're still getting those pension payments. So having a self-directed pension is probably one of the greatest things that you can do and one of the greatest things that we get to put together and help you create.
Self-directed pension. Doesn't that sound nice? If you don't have a pension at your company, then you can make one. Jeff and Camille can help you out because, you know, it is important to make sure that you are going to have money that lasts you the rest of your life. And we are all living longer. And let's hope it's a long and wonderful life and making sure that you have enough money in that bank account to pay for everything. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. 916-367-6430. You can go in and talk to Jeff and Camille. They are retirement professionals. They can provide you with a whole new perspective with your entire income picture and set you up with that monolith money map. You can either go in and see them, or you could even set up an appointment to just talk over the phone for 15 minutes and get that retirement ready phone conversation with Jeff and Camille. And again, we do ask that you've saved about $200,000 for retirement because they can really help you that way. They do help people who have quite a bit more than that, but that is the minimum. 916-367-6430. And check them out on their website. It's monolithfinancial.com. And you're listening to the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So retirement plans in the past. I mean, Jeff, I remember us talking about the three-legged stool when you and I first started doing our shows. However, we were referring to it still as something of the past. And that's where your income consisted of a company pension, Social Security, and personal savings. But that approach really isn't viable any longer. And I want you to tell us why.
Well, pretty much what we were just talking about is pensions are a thing of the past. So more and more companies are getting rid of pensions. The other part is when you look at the Social Security, like this huge raise we're getting, well, it's not going to even cover the inflation that we've really seen coming in. And it's sad that a lot of people live off of Social Security payments alone. And then personal savings. You know, that's one of the areas that we cover with our clients because there's different personal savings. You could be saving in a 401k. You could be saving just in a bank. So you have different taxable type of savings. And we really stress that we want you to get as tax efficient as possible. And so that's something we're not CPAs, but we know a lot, and we work with your CPAs to get you as tax efficient as possible.
So without income, obviously there's no retirement. So what if someone runs into a shortfall with their income? And Camille, let's say you're working with them and you can see maybe they shouldn't retire yet or they need to do something. What do you do to help bridge that divide?
This is something we do all the time, and it is really one of those first steps because you said it. You can't retire without an income. You know, it's that first time in your life that you're no longer getting that working paycheck. So how can you continue getting a paycheck? And that's really where we start with our Monolith Money Map is we get to know you and we find out what are your different sources of guaranteed income. You know, there's some people that have rental income. You know, that's not 100% guaranteed, but it's something you can usually count on. And then when to take Social Security, if you're not taking already, do you have a pension? Is there any spousal continuation there? Some people get VA payments, but like you said, you know, if somebody has a shortfall, let's say that their expenses, because we do have you do a budget worksheet for exactly this reason, is how much do you spend each month? Because we need to make sure that you have enough guaranteed income to pay those expenses each and every month. And so we look at that. And so if you spend $6,000 and you only have maybe $3,000 of guaranteed, well, we need to make sure that we can put together a $3,000 guaranteed. Plus, we also want to make sure that there's some inflation protection there too, because if you're spending $6,000 today, you're not going to be spending $6,000 for the rest of your life. We do have to account for inflation. And that's where you know, we've mentioned it a few times already, but that self-directed pension comes into play because, I mean, imagine how you'd feel if you had a guaranteed income that not only covered your expenses, but provided a little bit more, and that every time that the market had some good growth, you got a raise. And that's something we're able to do at Monolith Financial Group is create those self-directed pensions and give you raises too, depending on the market conditions. But it's amazing how relaxed and just happy so many of our client families are because they're going, oh, I've got enough money. You know, I'm going to be okay. And sometimes we have to tell them, hey, you need to spend a little bit more because you're going to end up with, you know, over $1 million by the time you're 100. So, you know, would it be okay if we put a little bit more income into your pockets and had you spend a little bit more, knowing you'll never run out of it? And that's the power of the Monolith Money Map and knowing I'm going to be okay. And we answer that, will I have enough? Am I going to run out of money?
Yeah.
Well, we want to make sure that's a, you're going to be okay. You're going to have enough and you may even have a little extra.
Wow. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to feel good about? If you want answers and if you want clarity like this to your retirement plan, Jeff and Camille are offering a chance for you to come in and see them. All you have to do is take that action and do it. Pick up the phone, though. You have to have an appointment. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. Set up an appointment to go in and see them for a complimentary visit. Maybe you want a 15-minute phone conversation. You could do that as well. They call it a retirement-ready phone call. And make sure you are ready to retire. 916-367-6430. We do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, so they can help you with some strategies. Most of the time, they help people with quite a bit more than that, but that is the minimum. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille, a father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group right here in Sacramento. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for many Americans. You know, I think when you think about it, you think, I'll be successful when I save $1 million for retirement. But here's the funny thing is, anymore, $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to. You guys remember the movie Austin Powers, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think I know where you're going with this one.
So do you remember when Dr. Evil said that he was going to hold the world ransom for $1 million and all the world leaders just laughed out loud because $1 million isn't that much anymore, you know? And I think he hadn't even frozen or something for a long time. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, it was just like not $1 million. You know, it would have to be more than that. Okay, so here's the question. We all wonder, how much do we need to save for retirement? For some people, $1 million would be more than enough. Others, not enough. How do you help someone determine how much they need to save to retire?
Well, Lou Ann, you said it right there. You know, for some people that is enough and for some people it's not. And that's really where creating a personalized Monolith Money Map comes in hand, is everyone is different. Even if you and your neighbor had the exact same amount of money, doesn't mean it's going to be spent the exact same. Doesn't mean that you should be invested the same necessarily. And so what we do at Monolith Financial Group is we get to understand you and we're going to ask questions like, what are some of the goals? What is the purpose of this money? Do you want to leave some of this money to your kids or grandkids? If you've got a spouse, you know, how do you want to leave them if something were to happen to you first? We look at your risk and decide. We had one lady, she came in and she had a few different advisors and she was said, my husband used to take care of all this. I'm now in charge of it. And I have no idea, you know, how I'm invested, what's going on. And we sat with her and we said, based on your spending and the way you are currently living and enjoying life, you can stick this money under the mattress and just pull from that and be okay. So a lot of times, you know, we think of, well, I need to keep up with the Joneses and I need to make, you know, that 10% or that 8%. Well, do you really? And that's what we help our client families understand is, what do you need in order to be successful in retirement and make sure that you don't outlive your current funds? And that's what we do with the Monolith Money Map.
And the other thing is there's so many rules that stand the test of time, but not necessarily the case for retirement anymore. Jeff, we've talked about, you know, gosh, the 4% rule in the past, even the 70% rule. Why don't these past retirement rules help us now?
Because rules were made to be broken. And everybody has different, I'll just say, playing program. So your program's different. We had a gentleman come in the other day, one of the listeners, just like you're listening right now, and he decided to pick up the phone and give us a call. And we talked for a while and then decided to come in and meet with us. And he was just flabbergasted by advisors that don't call him back. You know, someone just get on the phone to his advisor and they wouldn't call him back. Well, it's been a tough time for most advisors out there because they're losing money in the market. The market is going down. But what we talk about is once you've won the game, why not get out of it? And we showed him where he has done really, really well. Now, he hasn't done well in the last 6 months because, again, his advisors weren't listening to him or communicating with him. And we believe in being proactive. And we talked to him about, hey, there are other products out there that you can use to protect what you worked the last 45 years to gain. And he said, well, doesn't everybody have the same basically products? And I said, no, a lot of different advisors are limited on what they sell or what they can sell. At Monolith Financial Group, we are here to help you and discuss any products out there and then educate you on how those can work for you. Give us a call. That's what we're here for. 15-minute call. Let's talk about your retirement. And it's an easy number. You know, it's 916-367-6430. So give us a call and let's start working on your retirement plan.
And the other thing you can do is head to their website. It's monolithfinancial.com. You can find out some excellent information there, monolithfinancial.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with Jeff and Camille. They are a father-daughter legacy team. I'm Luann Fulmer. All right, so here's something we talk about a lot according to Fidelity. An average 65-year-old couple is estimated to spend about $315,000 on health care costs in retirement. This is after taxes. Now, that figure kind of puts that whole million-dollar benchmark in a new light. You know, Fidelity's estimate is not even including long-term care costs. So, Camille, we talk about this a lot. How do you help your clients adequately prepare for health care in retirement?
The first thing is you need to start having that conversation. Too many times, I think a lot of people go, well, we'll deal with it when it comes up, especially when it comes to that long-term care. Now, I help our client families and a lot of our listeners with questions about Medicare. So I am licensed to help you with Medicare as well. But when it comes to long-term care, this is an area I've had a conversation with a couple, and it was really funny. They lived here in California, and I said, what's your plan for long-term care? And they said, well, our kids are going to take care of us. Well, during our initial visit with them, they had told us that their kids lived on the East Coast. And I went, oh, so are you going to plan to move to the East Coast? You know, we need to put that into your Monolith Money map. And they go, no, we're going to stay in California. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, so your kids are coming back to California. They're like, no. And I was like, so how is this long-term care going to work?
Yeah. And, that's not, you know, a real plan.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those things by just asking those questions and, you know, getting to know them a little bit more, they kind of went, huh, yeah, I guess that's not going to work. So now we need to make sure that we look at how does long-term care fit in their plan and how can we prepare for that. So it's all about getting to know you, what you're doing, what you need in your plan, and having Monolith Financial Group go ahead and source that for you so that you know, hey, I've got that as part of my plan. I'm going to be okay if I do need long-term care or anything like that.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. And because we are all living longer, then we have to put a plan together for long-term care, even though we maybe don't really want to go there, but we really should think about that. Jeff, you've done this for a long time. Do you find that those later years in life have been properly prepared for or not?
In most cases, no. A lot of people don't really look far enough ahead and see all those expenses that could come down the road. It's amazing how probably, I'd say 15, 20 years ago, a lot of people came in and they had long-term care insurance, right? So they had an insurance policy that covered them for that. Most companies have gotten out of that market because people are using it. And so there's other ways of helping to fund a care facility. But here's what we really talk about is let's have a plan for that, but let's have a plan today to enjoy life. Life is so short and people keep saying it's getting longer and longer. But as you get older and older, it gets shorter and shorter.
It does.
So, right? So it's nice with Camille in her 30s, she's got a long life ahead of her. But, you know, being 65, my life is a little bit shorter. And having the fun times and doing all those fun, great things, it was funny. You talk to people in my age group and they're like, yeah, I'm slowing down a little bit. I was just talking to a buddy of mine in San Diego and he's like, he plays golf 3 or 4 times a week. And he's like, yeah, but I wake up with a different ache every single morning. You know?
Right, yes.
And so it's really about having a plan in place that you can just go out and have so much fun early on, knowing that you won't run out of money and you will have enough money to take care of you if and when you go into a care facility. But we really want to make the life you have now the best you can have. And that's by having a great, solid plan.
That's right. Building a solid retirement plan, one that is designed to stand the test of time, regardless of all the challenges that are going to lay ahead. That is what Jeff and Camille are offering you today. They call it their Monolith Money Map. It is complimentary, but all you have to do is pick up the phone and give them a call to get it. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call for this complimentary money map, the Monolith Money Map. 916-367-6430. Give them a call to get this. Maybe you want to set up a 15-minute phone conversation. You could do that as well. And that, again, is complimentary. This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.